Blog Talk Radio.
Make me feel a soul in it. How many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to them, say it.
Having a spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual being.
Yeah.
Living this natural experience.
Any witnesses out there?
You're not a natural being.
Oh, yeah.
Having a spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual being.
Having what?
Living this natural experience.
Good to part every day.
Good morning, Blog Talk. Thank you for joining me, Minister Prophetess G. Walker, for this broadcast. Today we're going to be talking about walking in the Spirit. But before I do that, a couple of things I want to do. I want to say, first of all, thank you, God, for you alone are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in my life and for living in my heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching me, leading me, and guiding me. Praise the Lord for the Trinity. I also want to give a little bit of a shout-out this morning to a church in the Atlanta area. So if you're a listener in Atlanta, you don't have a church home, sometimes when you get a chance, go over to Mount Patmos in Decatur, Georgia. I believe the address is 2207 Candler Road. Go over to Mount Patmos where things are happening in the Spirit. You will find a very good service there. The Holy Spirit is certainly there. And, you know, like I said, if you don't find a church home, go over and welcome with them, worship with them sometimes. And you might even see me there on occasion. And lastly, I want to say good morning to phone number 9211. God is certainly going to bless your obedience for being diligent and getting the word in. I see you. I see you when you call in. Don't know who you are, but I see you. At any rate, Blog Talk, I was just kind of doing a self-study last night. I was, you know, reading, studying the Word for myself, and I was in Galatians, and I was in Galatians 5, and, you know, I got stopped there. Holy Spirit said, you know, this is something for you to talk about, minister about. So that's why I doing a broadcast on walking in the Spirit, because just like the song said, we are spiritual beings having a natural experience. Now, oftentimes, sometimes we can have a conflict in life in terms of how to live because of that very thing. We're spiritual beings having a natural experience. And so sometimes you want to do this or do that, and it just conflicts. The natural man is conflicting with the spiritual man. But I think, you know, this right here might be helpful to you. Galatians 5, and I would start at around 16, verse 16 through 26. I'm going to read it for you. Listen to this. Paul says, "Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit. And what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh, for these are opposed to each other." Here's the key: to prevent you from doing what you want. God set it up that way. The Spirit man opposes the natural man to help keep you from doing what you want to do, okay? Paul said, "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness." And that means just lacking sexual restraint, you know, no moral discipline. Idolatry, you know, worshiping things, putting things before God. Sorcery, you know, the use of power gained from the assistance or control of evil spirits. And if I don't forget, I'm going to come back to that in a minute. Sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. These are all things that, you know, you participate in when you're walking in the flesh and not by the Spirit. Paul says, "I am warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the spirit, the evidence that you walk in the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Okay? So you're not like that licentious person, you know, that has no moral restraint or discipline. You have self-control when you walk in the spirit. There is no law against such things, Paul says. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, competing against one another, envying one another. Okay? Now that's where I want to start right there for this particular broadcast. I think it's interesting that, you know, when Paul is drawing this contrast between the natural and the spiritual, he makes reference to sex two times. He talks about fornication, which, as we know, is having sex without being married. And then he talks about licentiousness, just having no sexual restraints. So one of the obvious things, you know, we have a lot of people doing a lot of things today, and God is not pleased with it. You know, we have people that are putting on airs, you know, and pretending to be spiritual and holy and all that stuff, but they're pretending because the Word of God says you will know them by their fruits. You know, have you ever known people that, you know, in church they're all holier than thou, praise the Lord, hallelujah, you know, speaking in tongues and all that good stuff. It sounds good, it looks good, but let something happen that they don't like, that they're not pleased with. It could be something as simple as pulling in front of them in the parking lot at church. You will get cussed out royally. And if they had a knife, they probably cut you. You can tell if people are truly filled with the Holy Spirit and if they walk in the Spirit by their behavior, consistently. You know, I mean, everybody has an off day where you might get a little upset about something and blurt out that you shouldn't. But I mean, consistently, when you see people that, you know, the actions don't line up with what they're putting on, they're not walking in the Spirit. And the Lord is not pleased with people faking today. Now, let me go back to something that Paul said. He said that people that walk in the natural, he said, I'm warning you. Those are strong words. I'm warning you. Those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And a lot of people, you know, are kind of confused by what the kingdom of God is. Well, the kingdom of God is a domain, a spiritual realm, so to speak. It's a domain where you operate by certain principles like love, you know, principles that are found in the Word of God that Jesus taught, okay? When you walk in the Spirit, you're not led by the flesh. You live by a different set of rules. And the rules are basically opposite of what you see in the world. For instance, one of the primary principles in operating in the kingdom is speaking. You know, you look not at things in the natural, for the things in the natural are temporal. They're subject to change. But you look at things in the spirit realm, you know, and so an important principle when you're operating in God's kingdom is speaking. You say the opposite of what the situation appears to be. For instance, the word says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. So if you're weak at any moment, confess with your mouth the opposite, that you are strong. That's a principle in the kingdom, what you say with your mouth. And, you know, another common example of, you know, speaking is, you know, found in Genesis. And God said, let there be whatever, whatever. So, you know, that again, that's an important principle when we're talking about the kingdom of God. And there are, it's like, how can I explain it? It's like going up a notch in your spiritual growth. You know, maybe you start out, you know, doing Christianity 101, where you're just trying to read and hear the word. You know, you're trying to listen to a message at church from the book of Mark. But as you grow more in Christ, you know, he takes us from glory to glory, you become elevated and you go higher and higher and you learn more about spiritual things, and that's where you really start to conceive things concerning the kingdom of God. But in order to conceive and get revelation of these things concerning the kingdom, you got to spend some time in that word, and you got to spend some time in relationship with the Father, because there are mysteries to be revealed, but you know, you got to put the work in for him to reveal those things to you, okay? It doesn't just happen willy-nilly and casually. We can't be casual with the Lord today. And so when you begin to walk in kingdom principles, there are blessings that come forth, you know, when you increase and get on that level, because you can speak. You know, the word of God says, call those things that be not as though they were. But you can only do that when you're operating with authority and with the power that Jesus left to you for those operating in the kingdom. So again, Paul is saying in Galatians, if you do these things that I'm going to repeat again, if you do these things, you will not inherit the kingdom. It means that you won't ever get a chance to experience or grow to that higher level of spirituality and receive some of the blessings that the Lord has for you within the kingdom, because you're participating in these things that are of the flesh and not of the spirit. And again, those things are fornication, impurity, licentiousness, you know, lacking moral discipline, idolatry, sorcery, you know, basically witchcraft, divination, going to see the psychic, that kind of thing, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissension, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, okay? Now, I said I want to come back to something for a second. Let me check my time here. All right. This thing about sorcery. You know, my broadcasts are probably going to get bolder and bolder because the Holy Spirit told me don't hold back anything that he's giving me. And if you are familiar with the book of Acts, you know, anytime you feel with the Holy Spirit will cause you to be bold, because you got to say what he tells you to say. And, you know, as I was reading this, the Lord wanted me to deal with that with the body of Christ, because we have a lot of Christians that are doing things that they think is a part of being a Christian, because it's kind of a spiritual thing, but it has nothing to do with being a Christian. It's a very spiritual thing, but it has nothing to do with being a Christian. And I'm talking about things like going to see the psychic, or I'm just going to give her a name, going by Miss Rudolph's house. And this is what I'm talking about when I say Miss Rudolph. I knew a woman that I was helping to move one day. And so she had this little box packed, and I'm picking up the box, and I'm getting ready to take it out to the car. Well, this little thing fell out of the box. It was a little bag kind of thing. It looked like a little potpourri bag, if you know what I'm talking about. So I picked it up, because that's what I thought it was, some potpourri. When I picked it up, it was real hard. You know, potpourri is soft. It just got some little stuff in it that smells good, that it has a nice aroma for your house or your dresser drawer or whatever you want to put it. when I picked this thing up, I was curious about it. And I asked her, I said, it was red. You know, it's a little red bag, but it was hard, like something round was in it, like some bird seed or something. So I picked it up, and I said, what is this? I mean, she was a good friend. I could talk to her like that. I could be nosy. I said, what is this? She said, something for luck. I said, what are you talking about? Something for luck. Well, you know, I go see this man, so-and-so, and he gives me something for luck. I looked at her and I told her, God, last time I checked, God didn't need no help. I said, you call yourself a Christian and living by the word of God, but yeah, you're going to go put some money in some person's hand to give you this little bag that you walk around with in your purse or keep it in your car, your glove compartment, or wherever you're keeping this thing, and you think it's helping you? What you're doing is that's manipulation. And it is spiritual, but it's not of God. That's evil. That's of the devil. So, you know, the Holy Spirit told me to speak on that because there are a lot of Christians doing that. And that is so not acceptable to God. And if you keep fooling around with that stuff, it's going to backfire on you. That's the word of the Lord. He said, leave that stuff alone. Walk away from it. Leave it alone. Never touch it again. And another thing I want to deal with is this fornication that Paul is talking about when you walk in the natural. You know, a lot of people, you know, this one is a hard thing for people to conquer in the flesh. I hate to say it, but particularly for men, you know, people, you know, or men like to think that they have an unusual sex drive or a high, you know, a high demand for sex. I'm just being real about it. I didn't even plan to go here, but the Holy Spirit is leading me down this path. But, you know, when you're doing this, when you are just out there wilding out, so to speak, just having sex all over the place, fornicating without a spouse, and especially if you're participating in that licentiousness type of sex, where you are just, you know, you have no moral discipline. You know, you with one woman on Monday, another one on Tuesday, and then some more within the course of the week. You just tripping out in the flesh. You seriously need to pray. You need to read your word, and you need to begin learning how to walk in the spirit, because doing those kind of things, first of all, it is not pleasing to God. And, again, the Bible says you will not inherit the kingdom. You know, what people don't understand is when we walk with the Lord, he has expectations of us. Yes, I know we all live under grace. That's all well and good. I understand Jesus came, he died for our sins, and we're now under grace. But that does not mean that the Lord does not have expectations of you. It's just like I have four sons, okay? I love them unconditionally, okay? So the love is there. There's nothing they can do that would make me stop loving them. However, I have expectations of them, okay? And it's the same way with God. Yes, he loves us unconditionally. Jesus died for our sins, but he has expectations of us. And those expectations are found in the word of God. And you have to read it, have to begin applying it in your life, because if you don't, you're going to miss out on your own blessings. Now, let me go back to this fornication thing and licentiousness. I'm talking primarily to men, but, you know, this some women are, you know, this applies to some women as well. Let's see, how can I say this? That's a very strong issue, and I understand if you're battling with that. I'm not trying to be judgmental or critical, but if you're battling with fornication and things like that, you really have to get close to the Lord, because it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable to the Lord. You know, somebody asked me once, and I knew where they were coming from with the question. But it also, the question also helped me to understand where they were spiritually because of the question, because if they were, if they understood things in the kingdom, they would not have asked the question because they would have already known the answer. But there was a man a number of years ago that was interested in me. So we were just having a little conversation on the phone one night, trying to get acquainted. And he asked me, when was my last relationship? And I knew what he was trying to ask in a roundabout way. He was trying to find out when was the last time I was intimate with a man. So he asked me, well, when was your last relationship? So I told him it had been a number of years, actually. So I told him, and he was like, what? He said, how you do that? Or what do you do? You know, what do you do? That's what he said, Blog Talk. He said, what do? When you don't have a boyfriend? I said, I don't do anything. He was like, what do you mean you don't do anything? I mean, what about your desires? But see, that's what I want to point out to you. When you walk in the Spirit, just like I told him, when you walk in the Spirit, God gives you a certain type of grace, and he can even cause certain desires of the flesh to diminish. You don't even think about it, hardly ever think about it, because you're not led by your natural man that is subject to his desires. You're led by the Spirit. And the Spirit don't care nothing about that flesh stuff. The Spirit doesn't even think about it, doesn't think about it at all. So whatever your issue might be in the that 90 seconds, whatever your issue might be in the natural, whatever you're battling with, whether it be drugs or alcohol or nicotine or women or men or, you know, anger or strife or whatever it is, you got to begin to do the things that would help you walk in the Spirit. And to be honest with you, really the only way you can do it is when you accept Christ, and Christ lives in your heart, because you can't, you know, you can't do this stuff by yourself. There is no way you can, you know, not respond to the flesh. If you don't have Christ and the Holy Spirit dwelling in you to help you, you know, just kind of squash those things. But anyway, my little automated lady is telling me how much time I have. Blog Talk, thank you so much for joining me, Prophetess Gloria, for this broadcast, Walking in the Spirit. And as the Holy Spirit leads, I may do some more teachings on, you know, walking in the Spirit and spiritual things real soon. But until we meet again, be blessed. Have a wonderful week.